W8FQ.
A8WOK.
Good morning. I've got a couple of minutes here while I'm making the final approach to the doctor's office. What's shaking?
Me, just come in from outside. It is cold out there, because you know that already. But I've been up since about 4, so... it's a chilly one, and what the heck was it, Tuesday? I think I went to the doctor's myself.
Yeah, this is just a follow-up visit. I actually made it just a week or two ago, and it was set for more middle of the month, but then all of a sudden, and then I decided not to take the appointment, and then I went back the next day to make the appointment, and there was one open up, on Friday the 2nd. I'm like, oh, one must have opened from the last time I looked and trimmed 2 weeks off. Anywho, just follow-up stuff with my internal medicine doctor. Going to yell at me about my A1C and, call it a day.
me too. My A1C is terrible. I'm an ice cream freak. I always have ice cream, so... just about every day, at the end of the day kind of thing, I look forward to a little pint of Häagen-Dazs ice cream.
Yeah, I can't really put my finger on anything specific. Just a lot of messing up here, messing up there. I can't really say that it's any particular habit or anything like that. Just carelessness, basically. So I'm going to have to get on that bandwagon. And then just a few years ago, I was running, kind of training for a 5K. And so I was moving a lot. And biking, I was biking miles, 20, 25, 30, 40 miles minimum every time I go out. And I've gotten away from that. That's probably my biggest problem is just, I've become totally sedentary. And I used to be quite active. Anyhow, I just pulled up here and parked. My appointment's at 8. So I got a minute, but mostly I got to get inside.
Well, with all the heart trouble started in 2005 there, and I had... kind of forced for a sedentary lifestyle, and it's just gotten worse and worse by the year, so I would not recommend it. Now I'm at a point where I walk 20, 30 yards or up a flight of stairs, and I'm gasping like a marathon runner kind of thing, just on the edge of passing out kind of thing, so it's, you want to keep the health as good as you can, whatever it takes.
Oh, yeah, I'm still real good in that department, so there's nothing holding me back except for just, being a sloth. So, all right, I got to get inside, Rick. I'll see you in a bit. Gobble-gate a few after yours.
Okay, Sean, have a good one. We'll catch you later. K-8-W-O-J. Good morning, Tom. How are you doing this morning?
Just getting started. On my way to the office, pick up a coworker, take him to the collision shop to get his repaired vehicle back, and then off to the adventures.
No rest for the wicked, eh?
I rested yesterday. Just took it slow and just enjoyed the day.
Yeah, just out of curiosity, what radio are you on?
J2FTM310DRASP. Brand new.
That's what I thought. You sound different on that radio for some reason. I got to get used to it.
Worse or better?
Neither, just different. Your voice sounds a little bit different. Not as deep, I suppose.
Yeah, I buckled down and got a decent radio, plus I want to play the System Fusion, which is the second most popular in Michigan compared to a DMR. So, had a chance, bought it, programmed it, put it in my truck.
Well, it's been a while for me, but it seemed to me, just like DMR, you got to get a Warriors X ID. Did you do that yet?
Negative, not yet. That's one of my next adventures. Well, I still got to figure out my my Cisco hams over IP phone. Set it up for VoIP. You know, I got a little VoIP account. That's like $5 a month for a phone number, so that's no big deal.
Yeah, that sounds kind of nice, actually. I'm always amazed at the toys we get to play with.
Well, I've had an account for a while, but I didn't have the device, and I just picked that up earlier this week, so I was messing around with it. I got to take it to Wally and see if he can pick it apart and see what I'm missing on it.
Yeah, many years back I had one of them VoIP accounts there. I can't remember the name of the place there, and I think it was free, actually. It was kind of interesting. I just make, I had a little microphone for the computer desktop there kind of thing, and I could make calls all over the place. It was nice. Just something else to play with for me.
Yeah, that's basically what it is. Right now I just got it haphazardly put on, you know, plugged into my PoE switch in the front room and the cable runs underneath the door. And then it sits behind the couch. Eventually I'll get another PoE switch, or I might switch them out. And then when I do that, then I'll change it over to behind the TV or underneath the TV. I got a switch in there and plug it in there and just run the cable along the wall there and then up. So when I need it, I just pick it up and there it is.
Cool. The other day you were talking about running a coax up in the attic and putting an antenna up there. Did you get going on that project?
50 feet of LMR 400 is on its way, and the Yagi is sitting in the upstairs room, and I've got to climb up in the attic and carefully get it in there and then mount it up to the rafters.
Atta boy, LMR 400. I looked into that when I was setting mine up here, and I just couldn't afford it. I got the KMR, which was probably about half the price and almost the same specs, the Chinese copy of the LMR.
Yeah, that's what I got. It says LMR 400, but then it says KMR 400, and it was like $50. For, I don't think I needed 50 feet, but just in case I wanted to relocate it. You know, I don't think it's going to cause that much of an issue being coiled up in the attic, except for what I need.
Oh, okay, that's exactly what I did. And, you know, I got a Comet GP3, and, you know, the instructions from setting it up told you to make a coil. I can't remember the diameter. I think it was 12 inches, 10 inches, 12 inches, two loops. And tie wrapped them together and made some kind of coil, I guess. I don't know. But anyway, I did what they said to.
Well, Well, yeah, I'm going to strap it up to the rafters. I've got to figure out how I'm going to put the antenna up there. I don't have any rafters that go across. They're all just a roof, you know, just a roof joist. So either suspend it from the ceiling or somehow straps and strap it across.
Oh, that sounds kind of tricky.
Yeah, it's not a small Yagi. It's a, you know, one that you put, you know, like I said, outside. So it's a probably about a third of the size of a TV antenna. You know, but it's for it's dual band. So I just put my radio at 5 watts, just getting it up there, and then find out how I want to mount it.
Well, good luck. I know you don't have a whole lot of time. It seems like you're always working.
Yeah, I'll wait till the cable comes in, and then I'll figure it out. My son's coming over on Sunday. I don't know if he's going to come to the house, but maybe he can help me figure something out. That, you know, I'll just see which way it's got to go and measure it out and put some studs up there or something like that, just something to mount it. I mean, we don't go up there all that often, so it's a nice, quiet area.
Yeah, I thought about somebody, one in the family mentioned the same thing here, putting the antenna in the attic there, but that's two stories up. Well, I'm down in, it's down in the basement, so it's actually, three stories up. I didn't really want to do that.
Well, yeah, I've got a farmhouse, you know, so the second story's got that 10-12 peak on it. So, and I'm not one for heights, so I'm just going to put it inside. I mean, eventually I may put it outside, but then I got to get a mast and mount it to that, and then I got to get a good ground wire, you know, for a ground strap down to ground it out by the meter kind of thing. So, keeping it inside, it stays out of the elements.
Yeah, exactly. And well, the only one I know, you know, to Joe there, ZYQ, he's the only one I know running the attic antenna, but his gets out pretty good.
Yeah, I might even just strap it up to the joist, you know, up in the attic. It won't be at a, you know, it won't be a full vertical polarization. It'll be like at a probably a 45 degree polarization, so maybe I'll get a little bit of horizontal with vertical.
Well, that'll be interesting. well, it just gives you something else to play with there.
Oh, exactly. Like I said, all I got to do is hit Richmond. Basically, all it's for is, you know, to hit Richmond. You know, either on VHF or UHF. If I can push it further out, that'd be great. But just trying to see if I can get it that far. You know, because if I stand up in the attic with my HT, I can hit the 147.2 receiver in Richmond without a problem. But when I get downstairs in the kitchen, and it's not so good. So this is only just to reach out that distance.
Oh, heck, well, if the HD will do it, your Yagi ought to be able to, that's for sure.
I was talking so much, I forgot to get fuel back there in Armada, so now I got to get it up here, which, same cash back, but I'm not there yet, I got a minute. Yeah, I'm hoping that, like I said, all I got to do is be able to hit Richmond on 5 watts, and then I should be good to go, because I'm going to put my Alinko upstairs. I got the power supply, I got the power cord. And I'm getting the cable, so, and I got the antenna, so I just got to put it all together.
Excellent. I am watching How to Tie Do-It-Yourself Bluegill Jigs. Every winter it seems to happen. The lakes freeze over and I can't go fishing, and all of a sudden I want to go fishing, you know. So I end up spending the winter tying up jigs for bluegills and crappie and trout and different kinds of things. It's kind of fun.
Got to give you something to prepare for the spring season when the lake melts and then you can get back out there.
Yeah, exactly. When I was healthier there, I used to wander over to, well, there by Yates Cider Mill there. They got that part of the Clinton there that runs over through there. And it doesn't really freeze in the winter, so I used to wander over there and do a little fishing in the winter. Yeah, they keep me out of trouble there. And by the time spring rolls around, I'll have a pile of jigs to fish with.
Well, there you go. All right, I'll be back in a minute. I got to get my fuel before I run out. I'll be back. KCA KGO.
Hey, John, don't get frostbite out there.
Ah, got that all done.
Yeah, I got a deal going at Myers there where I get a dollar a gallon off, but it takes me so long to go through a tank of gas. It'll probably run out before I need a tank.
Well, I just put 18 gallons in this beast, and but I have this Upside app that, whatever the pronounce is, the company vehicle I use, this Upside app, and I get money back. And then I earn Marathon fuel rewards. So, and then I use that and pass that down to the wife and kids. You know, and they use my points up. Hey, can I use your dollar off? Absolutely. You know, save them money.
Oh, excellent. I might look into it myself. I've been doing all my grocery shopping and stuff at Meijer's there. And they got this M-Perk deal going or whatever. And a station in front of the place, so I thought I'd check it out. Seems like a pretty good deal, and the gas ain't bad, so it's working out, but I don't go through that much.
Well, Tuesday I was all over, and I filled up on the way out west, and when I got out there and did what I had to do, I filled up again to drive back, and I went through that and had to fill up Wednesday morning to do all the tootling around, and I just filled up now from Wednesday's excursion. So, yeah, sometimes I'll go to two tanks, you know, in a day.
Well, I believe that. You are all over the place. Good thing you're not paying for it.
Well, I have one of those little transit connects, and, you know, I wasn't going through gas as much. I mean, I was, because it was only a 15-gallon tank, so I was really burning through it. But I didn't have enough space for everything. So when the opportunity came along, I got this full size, and it's already full of stuff, because I went from a transit connect to a full-size transit 150. My coworker went from a Transit 150 to a Maverick, so now I carry all the heavy stuff, you know, and the extension ladders, and so, you know, whatever need be. So we put all the bad parts in my van and then take them to the shop.
So just curiosity, where you got to head out to today?
Today is just local stuff. I'm heading to the office right now to go pick up my coworker because his Maverick is ready at the collision shop. So we're dropping off the temporary Maverick that he has to go pick up his Maverick. And then probably Livonia, and then we got Port Huron, you know, for some camera issues. But we'll see how the day rolls when I get to the office, see how he wants to roll it.
Cool. Well, that makes, twice this week you've been to Port Huron. That's not far from home, is it?
No, for either of us it isn't. You know, it's only like 20 minutes, because he lives probably about 2 miles west of me. He lives in Riley. So it's like a 5-minute jog from my house to his house.
Well, that's convenient. As you know, since you guys are always working together, you can just pick him up every day, or he drive over to your house and ride in the same van.
Well, it all depends, because there's equipment that I have that he needs, and there's equipment that he has that I need. So, and sometimes we get separated. So, but if we're doing like a, you know, certain work up in Petoskey, yeah, we've driven together before, gone up there, tackled the problem, and then drove back home, and it was done for the day, kind of thing.
Oh, I got you. You guys must have a ton of tools and equipment and stuff. It would be a chore. It wears me out driving up north. I go up there to see a friend once in a while. It's a 2.5-3 hour drive kind of thing. By the time I get there, I'm kind of wiped out, let alone having to go up there and do work and then drive back.
Well, yeah, Wednesday was Freeland and Flushing, and then got done with Flushing and nothing else, and then two popped up in Frankenmuth. I'm like, yeah, I'll take it. So did a dentist office in Frankenmuth, and then ended the day at Bronner's taking care of their issue.
You know, I must have gone by the exit on for Frankenmuth who knows how many times, a couple hundred times, I think, and I have never been to Frankenmuth.
KCK Joe, we usually go over the summer and, you know, go to the cheese house, get some cheese, walk around, but I haven't been to Zender's Chicken in I don't know how long, so that might be another trip this summer. We're also planning on going back up to the UP, up to the Sioux, to see the Sioux Locks. We went to Whitefish Point last year, and so this year we're going to go up to the Sioux Locks, I think.
Oh, excellent. They got some cameras there, and every so often I'll hop on the camera there and watch some stuff go through the locks. Yeah, it sure is fun up there. Lately, I've been watching the one in Port Huron.
Yeah, I got to do that, too, and check out the cameras in Port Huron. I think that'd be kind of neat. I was at the Riley, or the St. Clair County RPC meeting, and one of the guys showed me on the computer the cameras. I'm like, where can I get that? And I forgot what he told me, but part of what they do. You know, they have some cameras up there, the river watch cameras, so I think they're pretty neat to see.
Yeah, I was expecting to see a little ice on the edges or something there, but the current's pretty strong and there ain't a bit of ice there at all, but there wasn't any ships or boats or fishermen of any kind. Nobody on the shoreline. It was just pretty quiet.
I lost you there for a second.
Well, I'm still here. I'll have to start carrying my GPS and my compass.
Well, the frequencies I can put in here, the one I forgot to put in there is the Romeo repeater. I cannot find it. I might be further down, but that's too deep. I thought I put them all in there.
Yeah, you're definitely getting to the end of your string there.
Well, I usually don't talk on Romeo because I don't get much distance. I'm back on the Richmond repeater, which will reach me all the way into Oakland Township.
Oh, yeah, night and day difference there.
Yeah, I was one channel off. I was on Warren instead of Richmond. I said, I'm right here in downtown Romeo, so I know the signal's good here, by far.
I'm on the KC8 LTS there in Detroit, and some odd reason, I can go south, southeast, southwest, quite a long ways. But as soon as I try to go east or straight west, I can't get out very far. You think I'd have be easier and usable to get Warren, but it's not from here. I really don't know why.
The LTS repeater, it reaches pretty far. It does pretty good south, too. You know, so she's got a good footprint. I can reach her up here in Romeo.
Yeah, and ever since I got the clear note now, anytime I need to talk on the FBI, they can hop on there and get to any one of the all-star nodes on the repeaters there.
Oh, same here. Like I said, I got my all-star node sitting, you know, in the front room. And I use that to get into 47-2, because I can hit the UHF Richmond, no problem. So like I said, it's hard reaching 47-2 from an HP, so I just change over to the all-star node. Once I get my Alinco upstairs and all mounted and everything else like that, I'll have be able to get down a lot better. K0, sorry, I had a hiccup.
K8WOJ. Yeah, I got to admit, I kind of wasted a lot of time, a couple of years there, not having a hot spot and a clear note kind of thing. It's definitely the way to go. Now I can wander around the yard or, you know, wherever I want to go kind of thing, and I can hit the hot spot or the node in the basement and go all over the world.
Oh, absolutely. Then that last night, we had an operator check in from the Czech Republic. He checked into our ARPCnet. That was pretty cool. So I know he was on All-Star. The only way you can get into 47-2 is through an All-Star node. So yeah, it was pretty cool. KKKK.
Yeah, that's the Mount Clemens repeater, isn't it?
Yeah, 147.200. Yeah, that's the Mount Clemens, Macomb County WA8MAC repeater. You know, for Skywarn. So that's where we do our nets for ARPC.
Yeah, I got on there a couple of times myself. I just keep forgetting when it is.
The ARPC net is 7 o'clock. Every Thursday on 147.2, and every third Thursday it's an in-person meeting at the Macomb ISD building in Clinton Township.
Yeah, I think if I remember right, that was the same repeater you guys had the SET on?
Oh, I don't know. I don't even know what that is, to be frankly honest.
Well, that was that simulated emergency test they had around statewide where the groups sent people, deployed people off for simulated emergencies and all that just to keep in practice kind of thing. They do it twice a year, spring and the fall.
Oh, you're talking about the SET, S-E-T, Tango, not T as in Papa, the SET, yeah. The fall SET and the spring SET. Yes, on 147.2. That's the statewide ARPC net, emergency simulation net. Yeah, that's held twice a year.
Yeah, I'm probably mumbling over here, but that's what I said, the SET kind of thing. I kind of enjoy the heck out of that. I kind of wish it was more than just twice a year.
Well, you got Oakland County up there. They do this at the same time we do ours. You know, if you're mobile and can be deployable, I mean, check it out. Check out the Oakland County ARPC net. I'm not sure what time theirs is at and what day, but, I mean, if that's something that you're interested in, I'd certainly get involved in it. I've been involved with it now over a year, and I thoroughly enjoy it.
Yeah, I've listened the last couple of years. I've listened on to the Oakland and the Wayne and Washington, McComb kind of thing. And I don't know, our Oakland just don't seem to be into it. They do, like, sort of a bare minimum kind of thing. It's actually pretty boring. So I usually end up on, lately, now from McComb, you guys are really into it. And Wayne, I'll listen to that one.
Well, from last year's spring net, we were ninth place, and in the fall net, we ranked third in the state, the entire state, of all participating RPC agencies. And when I started, it was still kind of fledgling. I mean, it was deactivated for a while, a kind of minimalist. And then we have a new EC. And when I started, I think there was maybe about 14, 15 members. Now over 30 in a 501c3 organization. So how's that for growth?
Oh, that's great. I hope you keep getting bigger and bigger. I am curious, does that go out throughout the whole country or just in the state?
Through the whole country. You know, you have RACES, ARES, and ARPC. And they're kind of like, then you have OXCOM. OXCOM is like the big kahuna, I guess. They do a lot more. But that's really going through a lot of qualifications and certifications, you know, for OXCOM. But RPC is, I think, a division of ARES or RACES. And they're all basically the same thing, amateur radio emergency services. You know, it's a community group. And then you got the Yusika Repeater, which is Saturn, which is a Salvation Army tornado emergency response network or something like that.
Holy cow, there's way more than I thought there was. well, I guess if a guy wanted to volunteer, there sure is a lot of places to go.
KCHMLS.
Station calling. Go ahead, KCHHL. This is Tom Tangalowski, Mike.
KCHCTL, if I got that right. I was wondering, is this the FBI repeater system?
Yes.
Just that when you were talking about the Romeo site, I was thinking that was the 442075, and there's nothing on there. Is this the Romeo site? KE8MLF.
KKKDO. The Romeo site is connected to Mount Clemens, connected to Warren, connected to Richmond, connected to Detroit, connected to Mackinac City. So it's several different repeaters between different repeater owners. They're all interconnected via either internet or microwave links. So it's part of the FBI network is part of the Central Michigan Emergency Network. And I'm on the Warren repeater, and I think KWOJ is on the Detroit repeater.
KEA-NLF, yeah, I'm on 442725, and I don't even know where that one is.
Morning, Jeff. Good to hear you.
Yeah, the Detroit repeater is 442.175, and I think the PL-23. Of course, you're in it. And that's connected to the FBI. That's the Detroit Tower CKLPS. That's owned by TJ, and he's part of the Central Michigan Network, along with guys from the FBI Network.
Yeah, I used to be able to get in on .6. I don't know what the .5 is set up for now. I probably DMR over there. I've lost track of everything they're up to. There's also something 625. I can't remember the front end of that. I can't remember if it's UHF or VHF. But this one is so much stronger than the Warren for me over here from 18 in Coolidge. Was that WOJ I was hearing out there with you?
Yes, sir. Good morning, Jeff. How you doing? And the it was also the West Bloomfield repeater, but that was took down. They lost their tower. The fire department's expanded, so I think it moved somewhere.
Yeah, Rick, the Bill's tower, the 442.500 Bloomfield, it's still operational. It's just on low power right now. So they find a new site, and then it'll be going back up. So it's temporarily downgraded until a new site has been established.
Yeah, I hear the smart repeater actually needs a new transmit tower. They got it set up on low power on the Royal Oak input, but I can't seem to hit it.
Yeah, I don't seem to get around like I used to. I used to wander around all the repeaters. It seems like now I'm either here on the FBI or statewide one on DMR or HubNet over in the UK.
DMR, that's one I want to try. But I have to try to get a DMR number first. And over the last 7 years, that's been nothing but trouble. Can't even figure out how to get one. I got one site telling me that I can't get one. It's invalid or something like that. I don't know what's going on. Maybe I'd call the FCC and get a human being.
If you go to, I think it's DMR ID or something like that. I got my DMR ID. If you go to the Brandmeister Network, there's a link that it says you need a DMR ID. If you click here, and then it'll take you right to the site to request a DMR ID. I think it's radioid.net, but don't quote me on that. KZ8KZL. Go ahead, Rick.
Yeah, you're right. It's radioid. You can go right to their site, too, and get the DMR ID. It's pretty simple. It doesn't take very long. It's kind of like getting the Warriors X ID. It's just about the same kind of situation.
Yeah, if I get an ID number, give me a reason to actually buy a radio. But I guess I could buy the radio, and maybe that would motivate me to get the ID. That's how I got into this altogether. I bought the radios before I got the license, but just before.
I was the other way around. I got my license before I got my radio. Cost ones are the Baofeng DM 32, the Baofeng DM 1701, which is OpenG 77 compatible, and then you got QIC, the MBUD 390, and the MB 9600. Those are all pretty cost-effective DMR radios.
And out of that list you just gave me there, I've heard the newer Baofeng DM32s, and it seems like all of them put out really good audio. Every one I've heard so far sounded really good.
KE8MLS. Yeah, what I did was I bought a handheld unit and scanner, and I was listening to that for about 3 months, and I heard somebody on a repeater say, "No code?" And I was like, "Oh, okay." And then I ordered the Kenwood D74. I spent like $650 on my first radio. Ordered a Mirage amplifier for it, and all the MFJ, FWR meter, and the whole show all in one. As soon as I got my tech license, which was probably 2 months later, I wanted to get into some HF and bought a 991A, and then I had to pass my general. 20 meters is my limit with indoor antennas over here.
Well, you got your general already? That's a good thing. And then after that, study for your extra. Well, got to step out, guys. Got a phone call. I'll be back in a bit. KKKPO.
Well, Jeff, my 991A is over in the corner over here collecting dust. I've had enough of that thing. It ain't worth the time to hook it up anymore.
Yeah, it seems like I'm the only lucky one over here. I got one that's 7 years old and haven't had to send it back to the factory. Most definitely knocking on wood on that one. But I've got extra fans on it and everything. I got a 3-inch box fan underneath it that runs 5-volt USB. Blowing on the bottom of the case, I've got extra fans for anything that keeps the internal fan from kicking on unless you start using the vinyls. But I thought a lot of people were wrecking their radios doing FT8, and I know you don't do FT8. Could be wrong. But, yeah, some of those radios had severe problems, and I must be the only lucky one that didn't. But let's see how much longer it lasts. I cracked it open and cleaned the dust out of the inside of it and off the fans. You'll lose 20% of your fan's ability just from dust alone.
Yeah, I had a year and a half, halfway through the warranty there, I had two trips to Southern California to the repair place at $500. And they don't bother to look at anything or try to figure out why it was blowing the finals kind of thing. And they send it back. And from what I understand, after four times, maybe, so that's a grand in shipping and insurance, they might give you another one. But mine is definitely a lemon. So I started looking into it. And the power is all over the place. You can set it at 25 watts across the board, and it'll go anywhere from 18 to 40 watts. So with 50-watt finals and it putting out 40 watts at 25, you can see why it was blowing.
Yeah, it's been a long time since I ran the output of this one into the other meter to see if they even come close to matching, but originally they're all right on the mark. But, you know, on dual band, when I'm above 20 watts or at 20 watts, I got an SWR of 1.8 or 2 to 1 with 36 feet and a barrel connector of RG58, which is like dummy load, trash speed line, and real bad SWR. You know, if it was going to blow a radio up from misuse, I would be the likely suspect over here.
Yeah, like you said, you're the only one I know of that hasn't had to send it back.
Yeah, I haven't heard anyone else actually say that. So, you know, I've said it a couple of times. I figured if there was one other person out there, he'd chime in. Yeah, you know, one of the 40 people that are listening right now but not talking.
So, what have you been up to? You been having any fun lately?
KE8 NLF during that last big snowstorm, that slop storm we had, 5 or 6 inches of slop. A lot of people threw their Toro snowblowers out on the garbage heap and my brother picked up, I'm on 5 of them now. I haven't put more than $20 into each of them yet. And online, my sister-in-law is selling them. I only want 20% of it. So she gets $200, I'll get 40. And it's just fun for me to work on. They need the money more than I do.
Well, cool. That's a productive way to spend your time.
Yeah, as long as I'm not the one taking it downstairs and putting it on the workbench and then taking it back upstairs after it works. It's kind of neat. I always touch fire them in the basement. and the house reeks for a while. I never run it more than a minute or two.
Yeah, I can see where that would be a problem.
Can you believe that I actually got one that needed nothing but gasoline put in the gas tank with a completely dry football and room, nothing wrong with it whatsoever I could figure out?
Wow, really makes you kind of wonder, eh?
Yeah, I can understand not knowing what you're doing when it comes to fixing something, but, you know, for some reason they must have thought the tank was full. That's all I can figure.
Well, at least they didn't light a match to look in there and see if they had gas or not. But anyway, I think I'm going to get on out of here. My stomach's starting to chew at my backbone there, and I got to get a bite to eat, and I got to run down the 8 Mile in Farmington here in a little while.
Yeah, I don't think I've heard you out here in 3 months at least. Not out there on the morning drive anymore, are you? But anyway, 73-TE-8-MLF.
No, I was hanging out on digital there for a while, All-Star and BMR for quite a long time. But, yeah, anyway, take care. Good to hear from you. We'll catch you later. TEWOJ. Tom, if you're out there, still out there, safe travels. Catch you later. TEWOJ.
W8FU.
KCK Joe, good morning, fellas.
WRO, go ahead, Wally.
What are you up to today? I'm lollygagging, working, sending the kid their VOIP phone, UPS, going to get a cup of coffee, going to the office for a couple hours, and then I got to run out to Marianne's old house. Ta-da! How's that for a jam-packed, fun-filled event for Friday?
Oh, that's pretty industrious, considering you did all that prior to 12 noon. Yeah, not much. Just earlier this morning, went over last night's net and sent out the audio and stuff to some of the guys, and going over a MyCon document now, the final one, try to get all that stuff done before the springtime.
Busy little camper. Did we find a grant writer yet? Because I got a wish list.
Negative, not to my knowledge. I did post that in Discord and put it up for grabs for those that may have time. Looks like a little time-consuming there. Looks like a good endeavor, so we shouldn't let it linger there for too long. But we'll put it out to the masses and see if there's another one that might have some more time.
go. And I also understand it takes a skill set.
Yeah, grant writing does have its a skill set. They look like they made it fairly easy. I didn't dig too deep into that, but there's a time commitment on that, although it's definitely a worthy endeavor, I'll say.
Well, you know the world of Wally. This is all for naught if we don't come up with some money sooner or later.
Just remember to go big.
I got a wish list. I think I've told you about it. If I didn't, I'll call you someday and tell you.
Well, I've got an idea that I'd like to discuss with whoever is going to put something together. Like you said, it's not tiny, but I think it's important, and it's perfectly fits.
Very good. We shall discuss it soon over lunch. We keep promising, but we never do it. Well, holidays, days off, people getting sick, people traveling, all that fun stuff. But now, things might slow down to a normal crawl here shortly.
APX radios for everybody. That's it.
Yeah, crazy talk. But, yeah, Wally, you keep saying promise. I think threat's a more appropriate word. We keep threatening.
Threatening is a nice word. I don't mind using that. Sometimes you got to.
We still on for breakfast in February in the perhaps New Haven area, I think, right?
That is the plan. Every other month.
Has somebody proposed a location and time, or is that still open?
What's the place in town, Wally? I haven't been there. It's actually in New Haven. The guys are saying it's pretty good. I don't remember the name. Haven't been there.
It's right next to the post office. And what would be considered the north side of the road. That was what we kind of discussed a month or so ago, and we kind of decided us northeastern types would do every other month.
You talking about right up there by the police department and the post office there along 32? I can't envision anything food-wise until you get all the way to the, you know, to the main drag.
No, it's right in town, right next door to the post office. Let me see if I can find it.
Wow, if there's something there, I've passed by it 1,000 times and never noticed it.
It's new. Main Street Grill.
Yep, that's it. Main Street, just west of Haven Ridge.
Yeah, right downtown, if you consider New Haven downtown.
Oh, it's in New Haven. I'm thinking of the post office up there on 32 Mile. I'm like, what in the heck have I missed?
Yeah, you'd get off. You were going to go to whatever site that is, you know, the one up by me. Rather than turn right, you would turn left, cross over Gratiot, cross over the train tracks,
past the biker club, and then once you cross over the train tracks, little water fountain, then the post office, then the next building would be the Main Street Grill.
Yeah, no problem. I just was confused because I thought it was in Richmond, next to the post office. And as you know, there's nothing there. I was confused as to where in the heck it could be hiding that I'd never seen it. But all explained now.
Yeah, we figured if we went just a tad south, or we'd get a little more participation. Plus, it's a little easier to get to. And we can give Dave and LAX close access to that.
Sean, do you know any FA?
I think that's where his tower is, but it's broken again.
Yes, sir. Bill and I go way back. Known Bill for years. Good guy.
Okay. You got a way of getting a hold of him. So as we firm up our day, maybe we should invite him just to get to know him a little bit. I know he's a fusion guy, but that's okay. We'll let them come and have breakfast with us.
Hey, let's not forget VOX, John, our new training guy, too. He'd be good to have out there. He's not that far away.
Okay, Secretary Treasurer, it's your time to start making up a list of, as this thing gets closer, we make sure we invite the right peoples.
Okay, my ears are burning. You're talking about
VOX.
I heard two people, K-E-W something, K-E-D, empty, K-E-W, whatever. Go ahead, W-B.
Yeah, John, my ears were burning when you were talking about me, K-D-8. So, all the ones K-D-8, try Whiskey 8, Victor X-Ray.
Hey, John, yeah, we were just talking about we're doing a breakfast up in New Haven at Sunday to be determined in next month in February. So make sure we include you in there if you're available. Back to you.
Most certainly. I haven't seen Sean in a month of Sundays anyway, so you have to go see him and see a few more faces. But yeah, that sounds great. Just let me know.
Copy that. So we had 21 check-ins last night, three relatively new guys from the Postcard Project and one guy from Prague, Czech Republic. I wonder if he's deployable.
He can let us know if Prague is sending their fighter jets their way, our way. You got awful quiet, John.
I was just going to key up and say I'm in the middle of drafting a document here, and so I'm kind of pulled off to the, my attention's been pulled off. Hello, John. I haven't heard you in a while, but it'll be good to see you. I'll make every effort to be there. I'll put it on the, as soon as I got a date, I'll put it on the calendar. Sounds like a cool place. I haven't seen this place before. Just brought it up on the map. But I am in the process of crafting a document here that I want to try to get done in the next hour or two before the end of the workday. I'm going to focus on that.
And I, too, am going to jump out. I got to get some guys here at Sam's and then go in and do a little shopping. So 7-3, I'll catch you out there. Whiskey, Victor, Oscar, Victor.
And I'm stepping out. I'm at the office. WABD, Tim, it's all up to you.
All good. Happy second day of the year. N8WRO, Richmond, I'll be clear as well.
W8RJD, Mobile.
KF8S from W8EAP. Nothing heard. This is W8EAP.
KC8KJO.
N8WRO. How you doing, Tom?
All up here, back by home. I'm waiting for a coworker to come out of the drugstore, and then I got to drop him off at his house. He's been riding with me all day because he was supposed to get his vehicle back today, but the collision shop was closed, so it's like he's going all the way back up to Auburn Hills to get the rental that he had. Just drove around with me today, and then I'll pick him up on Monday to go get his truck.
Yeah, that makes sense, as long as you had the same, seeing as you had the same job sites today anyway, so, and then they'll be back open Monday, so back to normal then, I assume, the normal grind.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, like I said, they were just closed today, so I'll pick them up there early Monday morning, and then we'll go and grab it and then go do our thing. Same jobs, you know. So we just got to get his truck and then go about our merry business as we usually do.
Copy that. It's a good net last night. Earlier went over the net log. I get 21 check-ins, including the one from the Czech Republic.
Yeah, he must have got us on the All-Star node.
Yeah, correct. After the net, a little bit later, I saw him still connected. But he's, I'm looking now, he's not connected now, so... But that was interesting. First time we had that I can remember, you know, out of the country. I mean, Canada, yes, but other than Canada.
Yeah, there was something else I was going to ask you about, and I forgot. You know, I tried chirping you up on Zillow, and I forgot what it was. Oh, maybe it's the POC radio was one thing, is how much one of those ran. And eventually I'll figure out what the other thing was. KCKJO.
Yeah, ever since we jumped back into it, and it looks like, you know, these are going to be around for a while. So, I've been looking on Amazon, and I'm trying to figure out what to buy. But we got to be careful. It's got to be Zello. It's got to have GPS. And the deal now is some of them were coming with a SIM card. But I don't know, maybe at the next meeting, if John T. is there, I'll consult with him a little bit more. It's just one of those things where we're going to have to kind of keep watch out and try to find a deal. But, it, you know, if it's going to be, you can get them under 100. I saw 150, but I don't know how good that one was. And you got to be really careful because some of them don't support Zello, and that'll be useless for us.
Oh, yeah, exactly. I'm just trying to figure it out. Oh, maybe that was something I was going to ask you about system fusion, but I could be wrong.
Yeah, well, even if you were right, you'd be wrong, because, man, I know nothing about that. While I am on a Yaesu right now, this has nothing to do with their digital side on that. But, boy, that one you got it in the truck now, right? That really looks sweet. That's going to serve you well. And it has the ASP on it, too, so that's good.
Yeah, I got it on right now, and you're coming really clear. I'm going to turn it off for a second.
Testing 1, 2, 3, 4. Audio.
Oh, yeah, there's totally a difference. I turned it off, and I can hear the crackling and a little bit of popcorn in there. But as soon as I turned it on, it disappears.
I might have talked to you about this first, but if you want to put it through a real test, 5 o'clock on Sunday, go out into your driveway, fire that baby up, and listen to the StateNet on either the UMP or R repeater 7.2, and then put that on because it's got the HF hiss to it. There's never a squelch when they simulcast that, and that's when that ASP comes in real handy.
Yeah, you gotta. What? When is that? Sunday at what? 7?
Negative. It's 5, but I suggest setting an alarm for 4:45. Because if you want to check in, they have a pre-check-in, and it's a little easier to check in during the pre-check-in. And if you really don't want to talk, because they go to everybody, check in as an in and out, and they won't come back to you. But 4:45 every Sunday. They had a break for the holidays, but they should be back this Sunday.
Yeah, I'll check it out. Definitely.
Jeff usually patches in the UMP first, and then a little bit later, before 5, 7.2 gets patched in. So you have your choice. In your case, I'm not sure. Because you're not, see, you have to think about that because you're not coming down to the Richmond for the FBI. So in your case, it would be the 7.2 because you're coming in clean. Yeah, I'm not sure, Tom. You have to figure that out. You were coming in clean on the 7.2 for our net, so that should work with you from your QTH.
Yeah, I'm going to check it out.
Copy that. It's fun to do. I don't really have any thing to say for our group this time, so I don't know. I might do an in and out too for once.
Yeah, my coworker was sitting with me, and you were talking about it. He goes, "Wow, that sounds pretty interesting. Maybe I'll give him. Maybe he'll eventually get the bug. He's got his GMRS, but." The way all the stuff that I have now, I mean, you wouldn't think of doing all this. I'm just different.
Well, I was happy to hear one of the postcards I sent out last week. Ben was his name. I forget the call sign now, but he checked in. He was a little weak. I forget his QTH. Down south, maybe Fraser, something like that. And it's like a lot of us, he just currently has a couple of handhelds, HTs. But I think he just got his license in December, so that's nice he could join us. Hope he comes back and maybe comes to the meeting on the 15th and then considers signing up.
Yeah, I want to get Anthony in there, and I know Damien's in Shelby Township, and I know he's had a hard time trying to get in, and I know the last night we had where Dean was running, and he called in, but nobody heard him. So, I don't know if he got discouraged or what. Maybe we can get him in there.
I recall that one. I listened to the tape after that one. That was actually a triple collision. I think he tried over three times to get in, so that's fair enough, you know. Third time, it's like, I guess they're not hearing us. In reality, we were. He had a clear signal. It's just too many collisions. Kilo Echo 8, Tango Fox Mike. Davian, if you're out there, jump in. Say hi.
Okay, CK Joe. How's the audio on this one, by the way? Do I sound a lot better than my Elinco?
Who were you talking this morning? I think it might have been Rick. Same thing. It's different. It's good, very good, but it's different. Without your call sign, I wouldn't know it's your voice. So I don't know how that is, but yeah, no, it's perfectly fine.
Yeah, I mean, you sound the same, so I don't know how, if I sound lighter, I guess not as deep. I don't know. I mean, my voice to myself sounds deep, but I know I have a little bit of tinniness or nasalness in my voice. But as long as I'm coming in clear, that doesn't matter to me.
Yes, sir. Very clear. I see that you were on the Romeo there, so that's pretty good for the Romeo, right?
Sure. Now I'm not on Richmond. I got 442225, so I'm on the Richmond one. I don't know how Romeo's picking me up. I don't even have it in the radio. It's one thing I forgot.
Hey, that last one was definitely Richmond. I could sworn you were on a Romeo, the one before, 49 seconds ago. So I don't know, unless somebody keyed up.
No, it wouldn't be me. I'm on Richmond. That's what it shows.
Yeah, I just saw Romeo key up. So if there's a station out there, go ahead. We'll leave a break.
Be right back. I got to check on something.
Copy that. N8WRO listening.
Okay, I'm back. He dropped a package of medication on the side of my van. So I had to climb in there and get it.
Yeah, right. You don't want to get all the way far away when you forget something like that. Like, you know, when somebody forgets their radios in the classroom, yeah.
Yeah, I hate those people, you know, when they leave their radios sitting everywhere. I totally forgot about it. I was so focused on getting stuff out to the truck that I totally forgot about them. Thanks for getting them for me, though. I had Dean call me on it. I had Brian call me on it. Cliff called me on it. They're like, did you get your radios? Like, yeah, Tim brought them and picked them, you know, dropped them off for me.
Yeah, Brian noticed it and rescued them, brought them up to Dave. Dave made a management decision to TOT them to me because I was closest, and it worked out perfectly. Sounds like something I do, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I'm just glad I got them. Like I said, today I'm driving around. I got the BM32 with me. You know, use it a couple times. but mostly, you know, me and a coworker would just chit-chat and the radio's been kind of quiet all day. Even DMR was kind of quiet. A couple chirps here and there, that's about it.
Yeah, I agree. For the most part, I was inside, so I was listening. There's not much happening. Went outside for a little bit, a little exercise, get some steps in, and that's about it. Too cold to do anything else out there.
Oh, absolutely, 100%. I mean, all we did was change batteries and key fobs today and deleted some cards out of a system and reset a communication trouble on an alarm. And then we went to go do an inspection over in Hazel Park and got there and they weren't there anymore. Oh, there's Melissa. I'll be back. KGO.
Copy that. NAWRO.
They have St. Louis style ribs on sale at Kroger, so she asked me, I'm like, oh, we could do that and put them in the crock pot. Do crock pot ribs.
Yeah, that sounds good too. And I think somebody was making peace. That's another one with the, you know, with the ham bone from the holidays and then make the pea soup. That is delicious as well on cold days like this week.
Well, I got the ham bone from Christmas. It's still in the fridge. Since it was a spiral slice, I'm sure it's still good. I just got to cut it all off. But I got to soak the beans tonight, or soak the beans the night before, then drain them, then fill them up again with water, and then put the ham bone in there and just let it simmer. Throw an onion in there and maybe some, I don't know, sort of make it ham and bean soup. I like split pea and ham myself, too, but that's too much work sitting there trying to cut all those peas in half.
You know, I never even thought about that, split pea. You literally have to cut every, oh my goodness. They got to sell them that way, don't they?
Yes, they sell a bag of split peas. I was just being facetious, saying, you know, that's so much work. I got to split. I have to cut all those little peas in half. I was just being a dork.
Yeah, but look at that. You got me. I had to think about that for a second. To see you hunching over the cutting board with a knife for a couple of days.
Exactly. It's the same thing as with almond milk, you know. Get all those almonds, they traumatize those almonds by milking them, you know, to make all that milk, and send them back out to pasture.
And they don't even moo.
Yeah, there's like a little video of that saying, this is how we get our premium almond milk, and I think it's from Blue Diamond, and it shows an almond farmer, and shows all these little almonds in a milking center. That's kind of funny.
You know, that is a good marketing gimmick, though, you know. Kind of funny. I like funny. Funny commercials. Sometimes they have them on the Super Bowl. That's funny.
I'll send you a couple on your phone from TikTok that are just... I think she's great. She's in Australia, and she has some really good ones that come up. And she does commercial too, so I'll send them to you when I get home.
Copy that. Always up for a good laugh, something like that.
Okay, I got one. Hopefully I don't make everybody groan when they hear it. So this milkman got up to the house and he saw a note on the door that said, I'd like 10 gallons of milk. And so he knocked on the door kind of puzzled. And a beautiful blonde answered the door. And then it was 100 gallons. Anyways, there was a lot of milk. And the blonde answered the door. And the milkman says, I see you have an order here for like 100 gallons of milk. Sure you don't mean 10 gallons of milk? She goes, no, I want 100 gallons of milk because I want to take a milk bath. He goes, oh, you want that pasteurized? And she goes, no, I just want to fill it up to my breast because I could splash it in my eyes.
Hi.
Kids all crowd around the booth, and they go, what, Mr. Tom? I go, a mechanic.
So when you do the Armada Fair, do you got like a little sideline to fill some time? Can you do a little stand up there?
Yeah, when I'm in between, announcing and stuff like that, I'll throw a dumb dad joke in there. Another one is, where do dads keep all their dad jokes?
I give up. Go ahead.
KCK Joe. And when Rachel was writing, on some of the shows and I was doing the announcing, she come by very slowly. She goes, Dad, just stop. They're terrible. Just stop. You're embarrassing me. I go, hey. I said, the mountains aren't funny. They're hill areas.
Hill areas?
Yeah. The mountains are not funny. They're hill areas.
All right. I'm thinking about making another cup of Javalia K-Cup here. So where are you at now?
Well, I had to go back up to Huff and Bell River, drop off my coworker's medication for his wife, and then I turned around and I'm going to be home in a minute.
Copy that. I think I'll probably connect with either John or Dean later on either 7.2 or the state, statewide one. All right, Tom, have a good night. I'll probably be on still for a while today. N8WRO, after you, sir.
Sounds like a plan, sir. I'll have my HCN on the house on either, I'll have one on statewide, and I'll have the other one on my all-star node. So I will chat at you soon, 73KJO.
WDAKLO.
K-8-D-D.
Monitoring.